Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. What is your life reflecting right now? Let's take in a deep breath together, bring our hands to our heart, and invite into this moment the blessing of just being here right now. This is such a profound moment on the planet. There is so much happening, and I am so excited to share it with you this evening, and so much so that I'm also offering once again, so far I've been on the air Sunday, Monday, now tonight, using this same graphic, because this is the zero point energy of the law of instantaneous manifestation. This was that discus. You see my finger there? When we came together in WWA Global, when that Lion's Gate opened on Saturday, that's what opened. We allowed that discus to fly and to open and show us beyond as we are in this beautiful, almost armor of our spiritual protection. And here we are at such a profound moment where we each are literally the living embodiment of the zero point moment if we choose to be. So it's a big moment. It's a big night. There's a lot to share. I have a very special co-host. And let's just first give a big shout out to all of you that are saying hi to all of us. We are so glad you are here. Namaste over at YouTube at Official Sri and Kira, over at Oneness Talk Radio YouTube and the OnenessTalkRadio.com channel. And of course, over at bbsradio.com and iHeartRadio and all the other affiliates that are carrying us, Facebook, I believe. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being the mirror of this moment, because together we are better. And I know you know that. I also want to let you know those phone lines are filling fast. Oh my gosh. Let me give you the numbers, because these are the ones that came in through the e-card. You can give us a call right over here at BBS Radio, where you get to say hey to our beautiful producer, Don. 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now look, if you're calling in tonight, a little different tonight, I want to know, I want to hear what's going on. How are you experiencing this spiritual fatigue or rising consciousness moment? How are you moving through it? We want to really hear your voice. So if you're calling into Dawn, let him know if you have something to share, or if you're just calling for a mini soul reading, so that we know when to be able to receive your call. And over on our other call board, 517-208-1500. Again, that's 517-208-1500. Hey, filling up really fast. So get in there. Those of you that are in there already, if you would like to jump into the conversation about this spiritual fatigue and this rise in consciousness and everything I'm getting ready to share with you, and that my beautiful co-host Nicole and I are going to be exploring, give us a hand, meaning star five. If you press star five over on that call board, we see your raised hand and we know that you have that. And I see hands going up right now. So thank you. And beloved angels, welcome. So in this moment, I want you to just take a second, and even if you have to pretend, relax through the mind that's already formulating an experience. Just take this moment right now. Let's breathe right up. Let's call up our breath. Nice, big, deep Ave Sa breath. Let's bring that really up. Bring it up into that beautiful exploded crown chakra. Bring it all the way down. Let's bring it all the way down the root chakra. And on the exhale, the Sa. Look beyond. We are living in a moment of multidimensionality. And thank you for meeting me here right now. To be able to lift into multidimensionality, to quote the most beautiful Archangel Zadkiel, happens the minute you say it's okay for it to happen. You want to be in multidimensional space, you're in it right now. All you have to do is say yes. All you have to do is say yes. It's part of why Sri and I have had this graphic up all week. This is the energy that has opened up. This is the moment that you are in. As our world has become a burden that many are carrying, it has given rise to what we are referring to as spiritual fatigue. And spiritual fatigue happens when we are carrying our spiritual life rather than living it. When there are two different sets of energies that are coming in and out of us all the time. And in this moment right now, there is an incredible, incredible surge. It's like this phenomenal generator that's come in from the universe. It's this surge of energy that's saying, are you ready? Are you ready to open your angel wings, right? You see this energy, these portal energies? Are you ready to open your angel wings? Are you ready to be you? Because this is the moment you were born for. This is what you've been practicing for. This is what you've been training for, whether you knew it or not. Everything that you've known, I mean that knowing that you've known forever, that sometimes dismissible voice that you never pay attention to, that is saying, hey, you know, this is who you are. And you're like, no, that is absolutely not possible, can't be. This is that moment to choose. And we are in a month of choice. And in this intense month of choice, where this lion's gate ignited the collapse of this chalice that was holding open to the 33rd dimension into your ascended heart as an explosion of energy, happened for all. How that explosion came forward came either from the heart or the root. And so if your root has just exploded, then the density world is calling you to define safety. How is safety going to define for you? And can you break free of doubting yourself? Can you break free? Because that's how we arrive into that 0 point moment where we are commanding the energy and able to work with that energy. So I want you to breathe that in and notice how it feels to receive that, because that's what this week is about. And I get breathless even sharing it with you, because it's that momentous. It is a moment where your connections are coming back together. Your highest service is igniting if that energy came through your heart. It is a moment where the ego feeling that, just, you know, feeling this beautiful, imagine this, like you're tearing open the chest plate of this humanity to birth the crystalline heart of the oneness, of unification. This is the moment of up-leveling consciousness. This is the moment that will defy the limitations of your own perimeter. We each have our own self-imposed perimeter, my loves. There is a moment where you reach it, and it doesn't happen just once. It's going to happen over and over again. And what's so beautiful is that each time you reach it with the wisdom of the one that has been there before, because you're not meeting the same one. You are in that ever-refining spiral. And so this particular week, this happened. For the first time, we are offered, it's like there is no time-space continuum I could offer you with the words of this realm that would make sense for this, other than when we bring ourselves into complete sacred union, meaning our body and our soul are opening up that Taurus energy, right? We're inside the Taurus field. So we sustain this Taurus. This is how we remain in the fifth dimensional experience all the time. And as we acclimate to that and it becomes the new normal, this ignition has brought us all into the 0 point of creation. And this is why the law of instantaneous manifestation is actually now able to manifest in your fleshly experience. We are at a moment of sincere. You know, to me, it's like champagne, pop the bottles, put on the music, right? This is an incredible moment. And in the exquisiteness of this illusion, this beautiful co-creative experience that we have all agreed to appear in this one right now, because this is the one that's saying, hey, brothers, sisters, all, we need to be here together right now. I know we've all been out on our other journeys, but we all need to be here right now. Okay. Can we do a solid for Mama here? For Mama Gaia, can we do a solid for her? Can we all come together and let go of our own preoccupations right now? That's the moment we are in. And it's this very week. So in that energy, in that beauty, just the opposite is existing. As much as we are in this expansive, explosive, co-creative, instantaneous manifestation, miracle, 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 you know, everything lines up. That is also happening in the realm of density. They are having, those that are anchored, really anchored in density, are having that exact same experience. They are watching all of their things line up and come together and everything's moving. And the key is that when we stay in that torsion field, when we are the ignition of the Taurus field, and we come into this beautiful moment of zero point energy, that is our passionate action. That is the moment whereby you are able to have 100% cognizant connection with the mastery soul that you are while still in form. It is the epitome of the yoga of self-ascension. And it has not been done before. We're all doing this together. We're all doing this together. And we're doing it together for the first time. Consciousness has expanded to a point where we are expanding beyond ourselves. And this is why we're seeing the greater perception of a rupture of this, of these two. And so imagine right now that your passionate action is your life. That instead of carrying spiritual fatigue and saying, you know what, I'm just going to give up. This is just too hard. I just can't do this anymore. Right? You know, oh God, do I have to read another article? Oh God, I don't want to. It's just so hard. It's just so much easier to do X. Or last night during Monday Magic, one of the questions that really, really got to the remnants of my own humanity pieces was talking about activism and all these beautiful people that believe in violence. And it really was a beautiful question, because remember that passionate action focuses upon the solution. Passionate action focuses upon the solution. Activism focuses upon the problem. And so I want you to just really breathe that in. When Archangel Zadkiel offered Sri and I the journey of passionate action as the yoga of self-ascension, it was really quite an extraordinary expansion. And to really hold higher frequency consciousness is to focus on the solution. When we focus on the solution, we call in inspiration. When we focus on the solution, we become creative. When we focus on the solution, we can let go of the ego because we're seeing the greater good. So by focusing on the solution, you automatically hold yourself in this living energy of the zero point of the instant manifestation. When we focus on a problem, we get angry. When we focus on a problem, we get very judgmental. When we focus on a problem, we start doubting. We look for other problems. We start seeing problems as the way things are. We start accepting things that are upside down because we no longer are claiming our own power. We have given our power away to the problem. And then we unify with others as partners in pain. We're coming together in our collective anger. And as well intended. And it is an evolutionary step. It is actually a step along the ascended ladder. We all go through it. I went through it myself. I was arrested in college for protesting. I get it. And as we evolve, as our planet has evolved, it is a downright attack on consciousness that is happening. And so the more of us that are here holding this consciousness, the greater we can hold that container that is having their experience. However, it is wrapped with enough awakened consciousness that it begins to feel as if a child having a tantrum in the arms of a loving mother who will hold that child until they just relax into the love. That's what we're here to do. And that doesn't mean we're disempowered. And it sure doesn't mean that we have a sign that says, take advantage of me, sitting on us. What it does say is that we know who we are here to serve, and most certainly we have heard the call. And it brings me to tonight's guest, and I'm very, very excited to welcome her. I want to share that we've been so blessed to have all these wonderful new shows coming on over at onenesstalkradio.com. And you know, Bria Rose, who's just like ridiculously amazing, right? She's just so precious. I'll never forget when Nicole, and I hope I'm saying your last name right, Borgi, and if not, you can yell at me when you come on and go, no, Kira, it's. So anyway, that's how I'm saying it right now. Anyway, Soulful Illumination, when this show was brought to Oneness Talk Radio, if ever you could have seen an email from Bria about, oh my God, Kira, you've got to meet Nicole, and rah, 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 rah. I mean, just going on and on and on. And Bria doesn't do that a lot. So I was like, yeah, this is really, really special. And then I've had a chance to tune in and wow, Soulful Illumination indeed. And you know, hopefully you've got our e-card subscription and you've read all the amazing things about Nicole, because what I want to do right now is just bring her in, because nothing is more amazing than meeting her in person. And so Dawn, let's bring Nicole into the show. Hi, Nicole.
Hello. Thank you.
You are welcome. You are welcome. I am so grateful to be here with you right now. And so, Nicole, talk to us. You know, you've got this amazing show. I'm loving your cosmic universe, by the way. You look fabulous in it. You're right. Don't you love it? We're just like in this wonderful cosmic union together. And so, Nicole, you know, I love your story and how you got to where you are now. I love how you're manifesting. You are like right in the law of instantaneous manifestation right now. My God, girl, crazy, yes. Right? Yes. So how is this all feeling for you? What, tell me how it's experiencing for you.
Amazing. The energy is fantastic, phenomenal. I feel like I'm burning up and on fire with energy. It's so wonderful. It's like the spark was lit and the show came up. The opportunity came up for the show, and I thought, how beautiful the oneness community is, and the information that you and Sri have provided, and just being able to watch and learn and grow and be a part of a community that wants to move up, that wants to ascend, and that wants to be part of this transition. And they're just so welcoming with it. And they're just ready to ride and be part of that universe and rise up. And that's where I am. And that's where I was. And that's where I want to be. And I needed to find something. And there it is, divine timing. I heard that on your show. And I just said, gosh, I've just, it was angelic. It was just like, you were talking to me. You just said, Nicole, go to the show.
Wow.
Go on the page and be a host. And it was marvelous. It just opened up a vibration in me, and to be able to share this beauty and this power with everybody. And it just resonates and it just vibrates and moves. It's just a continuum of energy. It's just increasing. It's amazing.
Isn't it? It is so beautiful, you know, and I'm really enjoying this connection as we're sharing together right now. And one of the things I'd love you to talk more about, because it's really powerful. I find it very powerful, is that you are amazing. You have a lot of different skills, yet of course they're all wrapped into this one amazing being, right? With all your beautiful crystalline aspects that you put out there. And I'd like you to talk about how you became a psychic surgeon. I really want to hear about that, because that is a skill and an art I've I would never call myself a psychic surgeon, although oftentimes during the crystalline Atlantean healing chambers, I find myself doing that. And so of all the things that you do, I'm just really curious how that one came forward.
To me, as when I was young, we did haunted houses and worked with Marcel Vogel and was able
to... I adore.
He's beautiful, wonderful man, wonderful, wonderful, just very powerful and educated. And science on the same realm with crystals, amazing. And since then, that has just wakened my soul to say that I can live through that chaos and go in there to that point and be willing to just go in sharply and focus on what is that person's problem or where they need to awaken or where they need to open up. And that has always been, for me, my path to be able to work, whether it's the personal chaos or the planet's chaos, and go in and just go in there. And not many people like to do that. And I accept that and I understand. It took me a long time to understand that certain people couldn't just walk through that. And being able to go within that soul and listen and talk and channel the energies is so amazing for me. It's just something, it's almost unexplainable at times, but it's such an honor to be able to do that and look upon somebody and see maybe it's a past where it reflects in the present, mm-hmm. and be able to dive into that point and take that energy and just lift out what needs to be taken out and clear it and transmute it and share with these people. And it's such an honor to be by their side when they awaken from it and to be there and hold their hand and see them walk again for the first time. It's just amazing.
Well, you know what I'm enjoying so much is as you're sharing, all I'm feeling is this huge heart energy, and I'm sending that out into our co-creative process because we are in a moment where humanity right now is literally deciding what it will be. And I'm sending that true healing power, that reminder that if we are able to relax and remember who we are, we would never need to cut upon this body. And that true healing comes through this dynamic. And it makes me happy. I'm sorry, I'm giddy. It just makes me really happy because this is the moment we've all waited for, where all of us, it's like, I was like, oh, you're the doctor, right? It's like where all of those beautiful things are coming forward. Each beautiful one is arising into that which they are. Our highest service is being offered. And so I just really bow before you saying yes to you. So tell me how you got here. So, I mean, let's hear more of the story. Let's hear more of you. And all of you on the phone lines, as soon as we hear this story, we're getting to you. We're bringing you into this conversation. So get ready. So let's hear it, Nicole.
Well, when I was a little girl, I was pretty much easy. It was, I was open, very, very open. And I remember it. And I was able to talk to the fairies or the spirits or the guides and work with that. We had a period of time where we started to work as I became about 9 or 10 and working with haunted houses, clearing houses for people. You know, my mom called it ghost busting. That was big at the time, right? The Ghostbusters.
Were you doing this with your mom?
Yes, my mother. Yes. Okay. Absolutely. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And we had learned and had been guided to open up, and I was always open. It was my mother who needed to open herself. So I was able to be a conduit for her and help her with that and just resonate with her. The only thing that we have, and this is part of what I love to teach people, is that you need to ready yourself and you need to be within the light. Yeah. And whether it's God's source or your creator that you call upon, you need to work with that. You cannot work alone. We went through a short time and, you know, a sort of negative or strong energy came through. And I went through a bout in my life with alcoholism and some darkness. And, you know.
Most of us do.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I was a young mother. And it was just a very dark time. And part of with like the psychic surgery and other chaos that I'm able to walk through, that was a very much a part of a learning lesson with me that I can be in it and comfortable, not going towards that maybe evil or darkness, but understanding it and having to understand the world. And it very much comes to the time we are in now, mm-hmm. how the world is just chaotic. And my world was very chaotic. And I embraced some point of it and started to understand it and was able to become enlightened again and walk on that lighter side and find the forgiveness for myself and other people and teach people now how to walk within that enlightened past, that our shadow, our inner self, or some of that darkness is just an energy, and how to work with it, move it, manipulate it, maybe hack it for a quick second and bring back that light. And to move away from that and to know that we can still be the light in that place and move forward and to not stay to suffer, because I wore that suffering and that anger for a very long time. And I wore it like it was a suit of armor. I was very proud of it. It got me through many things. And when I was able to shed the anger and kind of divorce from it, let it go.
Right, because anger comes from the problem. It comes from focusing on the problem. Yeah.
Absolutely. And that focus drove me through many things. And I learned from it to create boundaries, to trust myself, to be stronger, to know that I wasn't weak and that I could be courageous.
Right on.
And just kind of flip that around. And now I want to share that with as many people as I can, especially in these times, and just, if anything, hold space for them and teach them to open their hearts.
I love it. You know, it's together we are better, right? And it was wonderful. I was interviewed on this phenomenal program this morning. It's this Power Woman Forum. And one of the things I shared there, and I'll share here as well, is that my hands are right here and I've got yours and I'm not letting go. And that's what this moment is about. It's our collective moment to say, your story, my story, your story, your story, your story. We are one, and together we are better. And speaking of that, oh my gosh, Nicole, we have got to get to the phone lines. There are so many people wanting to talk to us. So I'm going to run over to the Oneness Talk Radio here. We've got lots of hands up. So we're going to start right here. I'm going to go to, it looks like Cleveland. And hey, oh, well, it's actually Monica. I didn't even, there it is. Well, Monica, it's your night, girl.
Hello, Master Lady Kara Rob, loved one.
Namaste.
Namaste, and hello to your beautiful guest, Nicole.
Hello.
So I'd like to answer your question from earlier. How are we doing with the energy?
Yeah, please.
Okay, So I've been feeling them coming in, definitely, the Lionsgate, the Women Wellness Global, what you and Sri and Jess did is just simply magnificent, and I've really been feeling the escalation of energy since that day, and it hasn't stopped. It just keeps going higher and higher, and the tempo's getting faster. So it's fascinating watching my body keep up with this. It's like this dance music is just getting faster and we're spinning faster and faster. And it's like, okay, at one point you just keep spinning. So that's what but in a good way, you know, like we're spinning up, spiraling up. So I'm feeling this extreme joy, and I haven't really felt this kind of integration before because it's continuous. It's 24/7.
Congratulations.
Like playing your favorite radio station all the time. So I wanted to share that because I'm like, wow, you know, this is really high. And I've noticed some fascinating body things. I was hoping you might do a mini soul reading for my heart, but also my left wrist. So maybe they're connected.
Well, first of all, Angel, I'm gonna scooch to the side here. I'm not sure if you can see me. I don't know if Dawn's got me on the air or not, but I'm gonna scooch to the side, and you can see the hopefully you can see the graphic I have here. That's what you're doing right now. Everything you're sharing, that's what we opened up at WWA on Saturday. So that is what you're actually experiencing. And that's what tonight's show has been all about, right? Is living in the zero point energy. The key for you, and it's part of what's going on with your body right now, is about believing it. It's really about believing it. There is this part of you that is like, wow, and deep down, and it's funny because it feels like a, how do I describe this? It almost feels like there's a little, it feels like a piece of glass inside my stomach, and it's like this little glass shard that's moving around. And it's really, what it's saying is that, you know, I'm right here, and are you really willing to let me go? And so just, it's a powerful moment for you to pay attention to. Your wrist, I'm not seeing much of anything other than I'm hearing you're tired and you need a break. How that comes out to you being with your wrist, I don't know, but that's what, and the other thing I want to share with you is that everything around you right now, I mean, everything around you right now is saying, take a break. So Monica, take a break, you know, and taking a break means love you more, because your heart right now is actually affecting your stomach. It's all part of what you're digesting, and you need to take a break. It's like you need Monica time, and you need to be focused on Monica, and it needs to be about you and this, because you are capable of this right now, but there's just clutter around you. So Monica, take a break. And I'm going to pass it over to Nicole if you'd like to add anything.
Oh, definitely. Monica, thank you for calling. I feel like when you're spinning and this beautiful vibration is coming, those little shards are coming off, those fragments are coming off, a few little bits holding on, let them go. They're not going to hurt you any longer. That let just give them the freedom to leave and let them go. Tell them that it is okay to go and glow and be in your spectrum and your rising and just that beautiful vibration of that energy. It's almost like an awakening down there in that third chakra that you haven't experienced. And it is so beautiful. And when you're with yourself, you'll find and allow that energy to rise and flow clearly. And just one with the wrist, I feel that you're holding on just a little bit to some things that you want to let go of. And that resonates with the letting go of those shards too. Just let them go and let them be free, and they will come back to you. But just give them that freedom and know that it's time for you.
Beautiful. Monica, we love you. Thank you, honey.
Thank you. I'm humble. I'm grateful. Thank you both. Big hug.
And to you, Angel, we love you. Namaste. Oh, beautiful. Well, Nicole, how are you feeling, my angel? Should we invite another beautiful one into the show with us?
Yes, please do.
All right. We have so many people on hold over here. And let's see. I'm going to go over to BBS. And over here at BBS Radio, we have Kelsey from Kansas City, first-time caller. Hey, Kelsey, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here.
Hi. Thank you so much for answering my
question. All right. Kelsey over at BBS Radio online too.
Stuff for probably 3 or 4 months now. I started experiencing my spiritual awakening about a year ago, coming, I guess, out of a religious mindset is what I would call it. I was, you know, trained up in Christianity, and you know, I'm battling the conflicts of removing that old mindset and that paradigm of what's good, what's bad, and I'm kind of trying to figure all of that out through listening to you and yoga and all of the training that I'm trying to do to get to the level that I'm supposed to be at. So I was just calling for my first soul reading, and I'm so excited to hear from you guys. And I also wanted to say that the first time I saw you, Sarah, you looked exactly like my grandmother, and it put me into tears instantly because I never had a relationship with her. So I just want to say thank you from afar, first and foremost, and I'm so excited to hear what you have to say.
Oh, Angel, just first, I am loving you so much. I have my arms so fully around you, Angel. You are right on track. I just want you to feel that right now. It is no accident you got through tonight. I mean, you know how many calls are on hold right now. It is no accident you are here. And so that's the first thing that I really want your heart to receive, because you don't have guides. You have like a legion around you. It's like you are being prepared for a mission, girl. Oh my gosh. And you are right on it. The key is that you are going to walk through this week, right? You are going to be walking through those who just don't understand. So you don't need to have them try. The only one that needs to understand is you, honey. You are breaking free of the victim triangle right now. And so it's all being thrown at you. And you have, it's funny, you resonate like in this Trinity energy. Like there's the, remember I told you this legion. So it's like three sides of a pyramid around you that they're all together. And so right now what's going to happen is that everything that gets bounced at you, whether it's a former belief system, whether it's something that makes you doubt, whether it's something that makes you afraid, is all part of the victim consciousness that you are in the process of transcending. Remember that density consciousness right now is the victim triangle, which is what? A victim, a rescuer, and an abuser. And you can play all three parts. You can fill in, insert person A or B or C. It doesn't matter. But that is the energy that's trying to keep you stuck. That is the energy that births a savior-based religion. In order for you to have a savior, there a rescuer, there's got to be a victim and there's got to be an abuser. All dogmatic traditions are born out of fear consciousness. So thereby, when you are at the moment of transcending them, your fear will come up, and it comes up as self-doubt. Because the energy that would seek to stop you from remembering who you are knows that the only way it can happen is if you do it to yourself. And we do it to ourselves because of our fear. And then we get addicted to not believing how amazing we are, and we self-sabotage. So Angel, more than anything else, oh, wow, bring both of your hands to your third chakra. And I want you to just say, I love you. And I am so proud of you. And I am so glad you are on this planet. Thank you for taking birth. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for waking up and remembering, because your voice matters. And I want you to feel and breathe that into your third chakra. I want you to feel how sincere that is. And I want you to receive all that energy into your third chakra, like warm, yummy honey. Just like, soothing everything, spreading all the way into that first chakra, so that your first, second, and third chakras are just going, oh, yeah, thank you, right? And now your beautiful soul energy at this heart of yours, I want you to feel it really igniting, really calling up. Feel that warmth coming up right in, lifting, lifting, lifting. And there you are. And this pyramid of your beautiful troop is right here. And it's like you're wearing this pyramid as a crown. Now you're ready. And you've always been ready. And I want to thank you, because you realize you just surrogated a, if that's a word, an attunement for all of us. And so thank you for being so profound. I love you so much. And I want to turn it over to Nicole.
Yes, absolutely. I picture, when I look at you, I picture you rising to your ascended masters. I picture you rising and standing up and being uplifted and allowing that to flow and feeling that energy almost like a balloon and just rising up. Just go within and be. And that's the message that I keep getting, is be and trust you. You are the master, and you're just the definite soul creator of your path. And all the knowledge that you have from your religion, or what it is move it forward and allow it to be an education and learn and move and be on the path and just descend and rise and move it towards what you have coming today, because it's right there. It's right there for you. You're going to open a door and see that light, definitely.
Wow, let's breathe that in, huh, sweetheart? Remember, when we transcend that victim triangle, instead of the victim, rescuer, abuser, we become the teacher, mentor, healer. It's your time. Arise and welcome. We love you, honey.
Mwah.
Namaste.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste, sweetheart. Well, Nicole, how's your heart?
Oh, it is wide open and just feeling the love and just feeling the movement and the rising of everyone right now, just the collective consciousness, bringing everybody up and allowing them to be.
Allowing them to be. I love that. And I love that in this moment, you know, again, reminding us all, we are in this profound week where everything that can is going to throw itself at you, and where spiritual fatigue will be the reason many will stop the journey. Look at the inspiration that comes when you give yourself the gift of connecting with community that is here to assist you to stay in your multidimensional space. As Archangel Zadkiel says, as I mentioned in the first half of the show tonight, when we agree with ourselves that we are in multidimensional space, we stay in multidimensional space. If you don't feel you're experiencing it, then just why not pretend is what Zadkiel would say. Try it on. And so let's walk over to a call board and grab another beautiful being. People have been waiting so long. Thank you for all of your patience. And we're going to go right here to Bradenton, Florida. And we're going to say hi to, it looks like maybe Hannah. Namaste, Hannah, with her hand raised. Hey.
Hi, Kara. And hi, Nicole. Thank you so much for everything that you're sharing today.
Thank you, sweetheart. Turn down your, can you turn down your radio?
Well. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Thank you, sweetheart. We were hearing the radio show in the background. Now we hear you great.
Oh, sorry about that.
No worries, sweetheart. Thank you.
So I just wanted to say thank you both, and thank you to the other callers and just the community. Just the energy I'm feeling from the call and everything that you both have shared so far has really spoken deeply to me. And I raised my hands to bring up the spiritual fatigue that I've been experiencing. It's been rather fascinating. A lot of interference energy and even what I would term entities kind of coming up for me. And so it's been this interesting experience of feeling like drains. I'll be, you know, feeling pretty good, and then I'll kind of encounter something, and it's almost this instant, like, just fatigue, just this drain feeling. And so I've been navigating in my own way, but I wanted to call and see if you've had any feedback, just suggestions, and if anything came through reading. I'm super grateful.
Well, first of all, Angel, thank you for sharing this, because there's a lot of people. You are not alone. This is exactly what this week can show us. So, couple things. First of all, if you have not read Lesson 10 of the Living in the Fifth Dimension series, read it. Because part of what's going on is that there is a moment inside of you right now that is awake and present and available. And there is enough of the energy that is still aligned with the fear and the doubt, that it's like I see you stuck between the fourth and the fifth dimension. And so everything you're describing is fourth dimensional experience. And so this is what happens when we get so quote unquote stuck in the fourth. And Zadkiel, like I was saying, read this lesson where Zadkiel talks a lot about the fourth dimension and how to move through it and navigate it, because literally the interference experience, everything you're experiencing, it's like I have a checklist of, am I stuck in the fourth dimension? So how do you move through that? How do you move out of that? First thing I want to share with you is you have this incredible, it's like a Mary Magdalene type presence who is right there. And she's like, it's funny, she's huge, by the way, in this, the way she's showing me right now. And she's like reaching out and she's like, I'm right here. And it's basically this invitation to say, Stand up even taller. Remember even more. Begin to be as you do. And that's the message that's coming through for you. And so I want you to really just breathe that in. And as you breathe that in, I want you to just feel this love, this very rose quartz energy just all around you. And as you're basking in that, I'm going to invite Nicole to share.
Oh, yes. What I get from you is that there is so much light around you, definitely. And there's almost a sort of heaviness as you rise that you feel, maybe like a little bit of heaviness, maybe like a rock or cement, a little extra weight as you rise, but disconnect from that. Disconnect from that port and let it go. Because that energy above you, that hand is there and stretch out. It's almost as if you're a little bit blinded from it, and there's the veil is lifting for you, and let it open and lift out. And just know that when you see these entities or you have those feelings, just add some blessing and some forgiveness to them and let them be on their way. And just acknowledge, you can say, hey, you're there. I see you. And it's time for you to go on your path and send it to your light, to the light, and just move up and rise up and be in that energy. Just let the separation go, definitely.
Well, Angel, we are so grateful for your presence here this evening. Thank you, my love.
Thank you so much. Namaste to you both. Thank you.
Namaste, honey. Namaste. Bye-bye. All right. And we have a wireless caller with four hands up. And this is in Eureka. Well, we've got to go where we've got four hands up. All right. Namaste. Welcome, Eureka.
Hello. Hi, Master Lady Kara Ra. Thank you so much for taking my call. Hello, Nicole. I haven't seen your work yet, but I tend to. Can you hear me?
We can. We're just enjoying. I'm just like, breathe, Angel. We're right here.
Well, this week has been very challenging. It's been, wow, talk about having some things thrown at you. And this today, I've been feeling more heart energy, just kind of like beams. And of course, I had to lay down afterwards. But I would really appreciate a little guidance. Currently, because I feel like I'm breaking through and I'm like right there.
Yeah. So honey, breathe, sincerely breathe. What's so precious about you, one of many things that I'm experiencing as I'm connecting with you, is release the doubt. I can feel the anxiety there. And so I want you to just look at that anxiety. Just as we started the show today, I want you to lift up above the anxiety. Come with me. Come on, we can do this, right? Let's come right up here. Mm-hmm. You're above the anxiety. And I want you to feel, you've got Archangel Raphael around you right now. And all I'm seeing is emerald, 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 emerald. It's like you're getting this huge ray of emerald light is coming in from like above you, coming in around you, going around you here. And this huge light, it's like you're being encapsulated in this huge emerald light. And all I keep hearing is, remember to look straight ahead. Do not look back. Do not second guess. You have already begun and you know the steps to take. Now take them. And they're just showing me like this green light, like as you walk, it expands and expands and expands. And that when any of the breathlessness of this very deep anxiety, it feels like those protected tears of lesson 9 of Living in the Fifth Dimension series, whenever that comes up, they're saying, breathe in and feel this emerald mist, and you will once again have the clarity. You are right there. It's all in front of you. And it's like that final step is for you to trust yourself enough to say, okay, boom, the first step, boom, the second step. And to remember, all it takes is one step. It's one step at a time is all you have to take. You don't have to take it all, do it all at once, you know, because gosh knows you're capable. So I want you to really breathe that in and feel the smile of the universe radiating around you And as you do, I want to invite Nicole to share as well.
Thank you. And I get that when you just relax, bring your hand to your heart and just call in the light when you feel that. And your empathic presence, your ability to feel, and sometimes feeling other people's energies and with the change of energies, especially up in Eureka, where that energy is just high and it is ready to help you ascend and move forward on that path. Know that that heaviness on your feet, kind of like you're stomping, kind of heavy, you're allowed to let it go and get out of that quicksand. Move above that and move forward, because right in front of you is the land where you can ground, and that the angelic golden light is coming through in streams through that emerald energy, and you can hold on to it like ropes. It's strong to pull you up, and know that it's there for you. Just kind of shake it off, that energy, and let it understand that it is not all you, and some of it's from a little bit remnants of other people around you. Let that go, move forward. And once you're in your light and trust, and you're able to grasp into that emerald energy, that you can move forward, and you'll move lightly, and your step will be soft. And the earth, Mother Earth, is there, and she's showing me that she's there to support you and ground you and help you heal and be whole and be part of this beautiful ascension. And just let it go and clear it out, just kind of like your closet. Clear it out, let it go, and anything you need will start to show up for you. Definitely.
Ooh, we love you. I'm so glad you were here today, you, sweetheart. Namaste. Bye-bye. Wow. Well, you know, I have to say it. How is it 2 minutes till the end of the show? I mean, how does that happen? Right? I mean, like, oh, maybe three. And so I want to get back to Nicole. I want to get back to you. So first and foremost, guys, you've got to check out Nicole's show, Soulful Illumination. Fabulous show on Thursdays. Tell us more. It's on Thursday mornings at what time?
9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. Thursday.
All right. So 9 a.m. Thursday over at onenesstalkradio.com. You can check out Nicole and you can chat with her. You can call in and hang out with her more. And Nicole, tell us more about where people can find you that want to learn more about Nicole and what they might find when they get there.
If they go to my website, Illuminate Vegas, it's also included. All my links are included on the Oneness Talk Radio. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook. I'm there. Reach out to me if you have a simple question. I'm always there for the community. I'm always willing to embrace and help you move forward. Definitely. Anytime, just reach out to me.
Well, I do encourage you to learn more about Nicole and to check out her new show, Soulful Illumination. It is truly worth listening to. And if you can't make it live, remember, it's always sitting there in the archive for you. Now, I also want to share with all of you that as you are navigating this week, as the spiritual fatigue may try to get you to stop, as the illusion of density may come forward and try to whisper in your ear, in this moment right now, let's collectively bring our hands to our heart. And as I close my eyes, and if it's safe for you to close your eyes, breathe in the blessing of this community. You are not alone. You are not crazy. You are in the middle of a profound evolutionary rise in humanity in real time. I accept myself. I love myself. And I am. This is the moment to dive into your multidimensional beingness without hesitation, to try it on and to notice what happens when you call in sacred union. And as we are bringing the show to a close, we have a few seconds and there we are. I just want to say thank you. I love you. If you're part of the WWA Global team, we'll see you Saturday. Nicole, thank you. We love you. Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.